was reading about one woman who loved to watch birds. Some people have this hobby, bird watchers. Different hobbies for different people. Linda Summers was her name. And she wanted very much to see a specific bird. And she booked herself in a very expensive expedition to Greenland. And then many weeks they were there, the bird watchers, trying to spot these birds. They saw many birds, but not that specific one. And she was very disillusioned, very sad, disappointed. So much money and traveling all the way up north. And then she came back to England and into her kitchen. Then she saw it in her garden, that bird. Then I was thinking, this is great, because this is the whole journey. You try to do this and you try to do that, but you are here all the time. What could be easier than to find yourself? It's really hilarious when you look at it. All the things what we have to do just to come back. And you have gone much further than Greenland. Some expedition you have been on, that you have forgotten your own garden, your own home. And it's very amusing. That brings us back to Dharma Mountain. And now you have been sitting and done a lot of inquiry and looking at your own barriers and the tricks of the mind. And that is just a preparation. Everything is just a preparation just to be, just to meditate, just to sit silent. But this sitting silent is not easy. The journey of self-discovery is not easy. It is very easy, but it can be very difficult also. It depends on who you are, what you are involved in. But sitting is very difficult to start with, because we have so much tensions restlessness, stress in the physical body, in the mind, in the emotions. So this has to be unburdened before you can just sit, which should be the most easy in the world, just sitting with yourself. What could be more easy? That's why everything comes back to just the easy things. The more easy you become, the more simple the technique can be. If you are totally easy, totally natural, no technique. So sitting, that is the picture of meditation, of Buddha, of a yogi, of meditators, of people who want to find peace. Zazen, Zen, Vipassana. And why? Because it's just a picture of stopping. And you have to stop. And that is the feeling you have to get into now, that everything stops. There is nothing to do. There is nothing to ask for. There is nothing to think about. Just allow yourself to sit more and more with yourself and become aware from your inside. Becoming aware how your body is, what kind of posture you have. Because if you want to be alert, if you want to be awake, you should sit straight. You can experiment it with it when you are sitting, and you will feel that the energy is getting more alert. You are getting more alert if you sit straight. The more collapsed you are, the more sleepy you are, the more energy you have to generate to stay alert. So this is just small tricks, but you have to experiment it. And you can do it now as you are sitting, just feeling from the inside what is the right position for you, where you can relax, feel at ease, and still be alert. And second, be aware of your breath, which was one of the main techniques of Buddha, of all meditators. And again, just sitting, what could be more easy? And just the breath, what could be more easy? Because that is always here, always now. So this breathing can be like an anchor to the moment. And you cannot be two places at the same time. So if you are totally relaxed in yourself, in your heart, or in your breath, you are here. And don't get disturbed if you suddenly feel that you have gone watching some birds somewhere. Just come back again. This is the deep programming of being restless and coming back to be peaceful, to be still, to be present, to be a presence. To be a presence, you have to be present. And you can only be that when your mind, when your body is more at ease, when you understand that this is what you want. You have to help the process. It's very important, otherwise you can do things forever and it won't work because you don't understand what you are doing. It's very, very easy to miss. And the more easy it is, the easier it is to miss. And that's why people can get very much involved in all kinds of therapies, programs, educations, systems, esoteric nonsense, which sooner or later has to come back to now. But to be relaxed in the now, you have to be unburdened. Your body, your mind, your heart has to be at ease. You have to be at peace. Otherwise, it's very difficult to sit. And my invitation now for you is just to sit. Settle more and more in yourself, relaxing more and more into yourself, being more and more at ease in yourself, not going anywhere, just going deeper and deeper into yourself. Into oneself. Very good word, into oneself. And when you get into oneself, you are oneself. You get into oneness. There is no separation then. Then it's not different selves. Then is one self. Then we are one. And if this is understood, then you can allow yourself to relax more and more. And the more you are relaxed in oneself, in yourself, the more and more hilarious it looks what people are doing. To be something, to be someone. For what? Relax. Just be oneself seems like the most difficult thing. Everybody is trained to be something, someone. Expectations from the outside, expectations from yourself. But to find peace with oneself, you have to let all that go. And I know it takes time. Because the mind has an old habit of being restless. Because if you sink deeply into this moment, then that restlessness disappears. That on-guardness, that fear, that disappears. And who are you if everything disappears? That is where trust and love and understanding comes into the picture. Because if there is no love, it's very difficult to go there. Then you will always be on guard. Then somebody will always be cautious. But if you have felt love, trust, then you allow yourself to melt. Melt into yourself. That is what sitting is, that is what vipassana is, that is what meditation is. Not doing anything, just sitting with oneself, just being present, totally at ease, relaxed, and totally alert. It's two opposites that is meeting. Ordinary people, they are only relaxed when they are asleep. Then they are relaxed. But this relaxation, just like you are asleep in the body, at the same time totally alert, like you facing a tiger. These two combinations, that is what it is all about. And that's why also when you start sitting, you will see then the sleep can very easily come. Because then the mind escapes. It falls asleep instead of being present. And this is one very ancient escape route for the mind down the history of time. Meditation can be anything, but the sitting meditation is a very good training to not to escape. It is like a dedication to yourself that no, I'm not running away. But that is also very difficult if you haven't done any preparation for it, if you haven't done anything before. Because you have to have a certain understanding if you're going to do it, so you know what you are doing. Buddha says, wakefulness is the way to life. The fool sleeps as if he were already dead, but the master is awake and he lives forever. He watches, he is clean. How happy he is! For he sees that wakefulness is life. How happy he is following the path of the awakened ones. With great dedication he meditates, seeking freedom and happiness. So awake, reflect, watch, work with care and attention. Live in the way, and the light will grow in you. By watching and working, the master makes for himself an island which no flood can overwhelm. Wakefulness is the way to life, says Buddha. Because life is awake. That's how ordinary people say when life, that is awake, dead is dead. Wakefulness is the way to life. The fool sleeps as if he were already dead. And this is the amazing thing, that most people are just fools in the eyes of the Buddha, of the eyes of anybody who is alert, awake. Because what are we doing? What are they doing? They're behaving very unconscious. There is no awareness, there is no wakefulness. And wakefulness is the way to life. Alertness is the way to life. Then life becomes beautiful if you have consciousness, if you know what you are doing. If you can direct your energies to what you want, if you are available to life, not to dreams, not to unconsciousness, not to being asleep, but to life, to wakefulness. But the fool sleeps as if he were already dead. And that's how most people are behaving, like they don't know what they're doing. With no awareness, just functioning like a robot. It's very easy, it's much easier to be a robot, to be a machine, than to be alert. Because then you see everything and you have choices. A machine doesn't have any choice. It just gets programmed, then it starts, then it does its mission, then it stops. Out of awareness comes responsibility. Everybody wants freedom, nobody wants responsibility. But these two goes together. If you want to wake up, you have to look at yourself. You have to see what is holding yourself back. Wakefulness is the way to life. Remember, it always has been. It always will be. But in wakefulness, then you see. That's what is dangerous with being aware, by coming closer to the truth, because then you start seeing. Then you can't fool yourself. If you are only with sleepy people, that people, it's very easy to fool yourself. Because what does that people know about being alive? Nothing. And still they can walk. Walking Dead. The Night of the Living Dead. It's a movie, right? The Night of the Living Dead. Watch out. Be on guard. Because these people can do anything. And they do. They do. They beat each other up, they knock each other down, they shoot each other, they kill each other. A parent killed the child killed the parent. All kinds of nasty things they do. Because they are already dead. What's the problem? They are asleep. They don't know what they're doing. With awareness, these things is impossible. But then you have to face the program. You have to get out of this sleepiness that you do stupid things. Wakefulness is the way to life. The fool sleeps as if he were already dead, but the master is awake and he lives forever. Normally this is also not understood. This is Buddha saying, this is just like Jesus says, eternal life. Then they think that you're going to go around there till you are 10,000 years old. No. It means that the awakened one, the master, who is awake and he lives forever, he has found the eternal. He has found the eternal in himself. In herself. Then how can he die then? You are recognize the eternity. The eternal cannot die. Silence cannot die. It never started, it never stopped. So if you have found yourself, then you are free and you live forever. Because there is nothing to do with the body. It has to do with your consciousness, with your awareness. If you are only identified with the body, with the mind, of course you will die. Because that's what all you know. If you have known something beyond, Then how can you die then? Impossible. And I'm glad we don't have to sit there for 10,000 years. You will look pretty bad then. Some people have panic. In America land, they do this. They even can cut some people, they cut the head and they freeze it. Because maybe in the future they find out, science find out how to make a whole new body. But then at least they recognize their face. Oh, hello, Johnny. Seven hundred years from now. And if you have a lot of money, like a Hollywood star or Michael Jackson, they're going to freeze the whole body. Because it's much more expensive. They're going to freeze the whole body. And then maybe in the future they figure out some kind of injection or something. Oh. Then it's really thriller. They have a big business on this now. The latest is that now you can also send your ashes, of course only for the millionaires and the billionaires, you can send the ashes with the rocket soon to the moon. And a lot of people are really pulling together all their money sources, because at least after that they always wanted to go to the moon. No. My ashes can go down. Don't you think it's a little bit late then? But this is how foolish people are. Only $1 million, you send one packet on the spaceship to the moon, no? And of course, something will happen before, but already you have a lot of bookings. And another crook got rich for people's stupidity. This is how it is. This is the fool. The dead people are already dead. The master is awake and he lives forever. He watches. He is clear. How happy he is, for he sees that wakefulness is life. How happy he is following the path of the awakened ones. Buddha is saying this to his disciples, and he sees the result slowly, slowly, and that you are getting happy. You are getting out of your misery. How happy you are to follow the path of the awakened ones. What happens when you're following the path of the awakened ones? Slowly, slowly, you're getting awake, alert. Slowly, slowly, you start living in a new way. This is the sign when people are ready, when they are really committed, then it's bound to happen. How happy he is, for he has seen that wakefulness is life. How happy he is following the path of the awakened ones. With great dedication and perseverance, he meditates, seeking freedom and happiness. He reminds you, you have to be steady. You have to be dedicated. You have to go on. Because it's very easy to go astray. It's difficult to find the path. And it's very easy to miss it again. Because it's a jungle. And many people here know, when you're on the path, then you're very happy. You don't think you will miss it. Suddenly you're in the jungle again. Then you think, where is the path? So he reminds you, remember, stay connected, be alert. Don't get lost again. Know at last you have found the way to the happy country. Don't get lost in the jungle. Be steady, be dedicated. So, awake, reflect, watch. Be awake and learn. Now when you have awareness, use that awareness to reflect, to see, to be aware of your blind spots, to be aware of your program, where you always normally go in the ditch. Learn. Don't do the same mistake. Reflect. Watch. And be alert. Just watch. Don't get so involved. Be more and more in that you are present, so you don't get lost in the outside, in your action. Do any action, but be alert. That is the difference. With consciousness, you can do anything. With unconsciousness, everything becomes a problem. First, you have to find your awareness, your understanding, your clarity. Then you have to guard it very well, so it gets integrated. Then the next is to start using it in your life. And only then will it stay. So awake, reflect, watch. Work with care and attention. You have to work with care and attention. If you are not careful, you will again do some mistake. If you are not alert, if you don't have any attention, it's very easy to fall back. Have your attention at the right place. Live in the way, and the light will grow in you. If you stay on the way, on the sacred path, on the way of consciousness, then of course more and more conscious, more and more clarity, more and more light. That is what enlightenment is. No, that light is so much it doesn't go. You have to take care of the light. Many times it comes on and off, many times. And then one day all the darkness is disappeared and there is only the light. Then you can use that in everything. Live in the way and the light will grow in you. Everything that you are interested in, everything that you love, you will be better at. Everything you love, you want to be more intimate. Otherwise, there's no love. Then it's just an idea, then just a projection. But out of this love, that's why love is so magic. It happens spontaneously. You don't have to do anything. it happens. Even if you don't understand, but if you are just touched a little bit, then in some mysterious, magical way, this love flower will grow into more and more light, into more and more understanding, into more and more awareness. By watching and working, the master makes for himself an island which no flood cannot overrun. You cannot be flooded. Nothing can sink you if you have found yourself. You are unsinkable. But you have to lose the false to find the real. You have to lose your false island to get the real island. It's a paradox. But remember, also Buddhas can only use words. But it belongs to a different dimension. As egos, everybody is an island. Everybody thinks about themselves. Everybody is jealous. Everybody is angry. All the games of unconsciousness, of darkness. With awareness, with consciousness, then also you become, for the first time, an individual person. But you know that you are connected. Every island is connected with Mother Earth. Some islands, it's quite amazing, like Hawaii, it comes thousands of meters up. Thin, 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 all the way up to the surface from the bottom of the ocean. But still it's just it's part of the planet. It's not a separate island. So for the first time you become yourself, but you are connected to everything. That is the mystery. Being and not being. Like Jesus said, half man, half God. Half material, half spiritual. So awake, reflect, watch, live in the way, and the light will grow in you. It always has done that. Whatever you are interested in, that will grow. That you will be better in. It's a very strange world. Wakefulness is the way to life. The fool sleeps as he were already dead. And those who are interested in wakefulness, they are looked upon as strange in this world. Like something has gone wrong. But if you understand, everything is perfect because you can't understand out from the mind. You have to understand from your heart. And if this heart is not ignited, you will always be misunderstood. you only understand the language of the ego, not the language of the heart. Everything you will do and say will be misunderstood to the people who are asleep. That's why it's better to be quiet. Or speak only to people who are interested. Otherwise, much better to be quiet. You will get misunderstood and they will look at you as loco and poco loco, crazy. That's okay also if you talk. Just agree. The sooner the better. Yes, man. I am crazy. But you are sane, mister? Can you explain to me, Mr. Olson, what does it mean to be sane? What do you do to be so sane, Mr. Olson? This is the kind of question you should have. Beloveds, for my inspiring master of love and life, I want to become that. I want to become the tree that opens in the spring, that celebrates in the summer, that relaxes in the autumn, that stops in the winter. I want to become that bird that is covered with soft feathers, that lives in the tree, that sings in the morning, that flies in the sky. I want to become that flower that opens up to the beloved, that gives away its fragrance, that shines in all its colors, that lightens up the room. I want to become that ocean that laughs in the waves, that jumps in the storm, that kisses the fish, that welcomes the river. They definitely kisses the fish, the ocean, because can you imagine how that will tickle inside your belly with all those fishes? Just imagine. It's an ongoing laughter. If you could listen to the ocean, that's why it always comes in, the waves, no? You can't stop. I want to become like that cat that falls over by the beloved's feet, that jumps up to his lap, that licks his hands out of gratitude, that purrs out of thankfulness. I want to become the beloved whose eyes are wisdom, whose touch is love, whose smile is happiness, whose silence is peace. I want to become that snowflake that falls from the sky, that lands on the ground, that is white and crystal clear, that is ready to melt. That is what I want to be, that which is inspiring me. Your devotee, Anurati. Anurati, I didn't know you were such a poet. You see, all these things happen, no? It comes from good places. You will be surprised. It's good that that's what you want to become. That's how it should be, and only that. And only then is it possible. Most people, they have no idea what they want. They have so many desires, but it's just ideas, just from the outside, just from unconsciousness. People, they wish from all kinds of silly things. That's what the life is all about. Very few people come to this that they want this. So in that way, it's very good, because that will take you away from the dreams. You will start focusing on the real. And that is the only way to get free, is to have full attention towards the real. It reminds me of Papaji. He used to say, the only desire that is anything worth is the desire for freedom. Even desires can be positive, if it's the right. But look how many desires you have. Look how many ideas and dreams. If all this could come into one, the desire for awareness, desire for freedom, the desire for love, then something is possible, and that's how it has to be. All these different directions has to come into one direction. Then you have all the life force with you. Then everything is possible. So it is very good in that way. And if it goes the whole way, then this poem will be, I am that. I am that tree. I am that bird. I am that flower. I am the ocean. I am the cat.
Meow.
That falls over the beloved feet. I am the beloved. I am the snowflake. I am that. It's the time for everything. But be happy that that's what you want. And go on with your poems. Where are you living now?
Oslo.
How is it going there? With work?
Okay.
It's okay? Just take chances, okay? Take chances. You know what you want. So it doesn't matter. This is the only the three steps. First, people, they don't know. They don't have a clue of who they are, what they are doing, where they are going. Then you have to find yourself. You have to gather yourself. You have to center yourself. You have to know what you want. You have to go in that direction. Then you have to lose yourself. Very strange. Then you don't have any problem.
Meow. I am that cat. Meow. Cozy cat.
I just have this shock that is finally happening to me, so I'm just laying here and shaking.
Shake? Yeah. Do you feel like shaking?
Yeah, my body is shaking.
Help it to shake then. Just help it to shake.
Maybe this part of that.
Huh? Good, no, just shake a bit. It's a few minutes for Rashid, it's okay. But help it to shake so you get out the shaking, Rashid. Just help it. Don't hold it back. Shake, let it shake. I shake it all over. Arugula, baby. we can all shake you a little bit to support the process. Get it out, Rashid. People are shaking much more than you. What's happening? Don't hold back. How is it going now? Let's just feel it, Rashid. It's good. We have to shake a lot, you know. It's a lot that has to want to get out. It's good. Just don't hold it back. Shake, baby, shake. Yes, China? Huh? Shake, baby, shake. You know, when you get used, you don't need to wait for Kundalini, you know. But just be aware of your umgivelsa, where you are, you know. That's the whole thing. So you don't freak people out and stuff like that. But whenever you feel, just shake when you're outside, you know. But a little bit awareness is needed, like if you're having your soup or something. You know? I mean, I don't know how much I have to tell you, because but just a little bit awareness. If it's not the much awareness yet, it will come if you're following over the path of the awakened ones. But if there is just a little bit now, a little light in the darkness, then be a little bit aware, like with soup or like freaking people out. But whenever you're alone, just like in your bathroom, you know, making faces to yourself, shake, shake, shake. Before, yeah, I made that very good. Rupali, you make faces?
Yes, I feel very, as a fellow traveler,
with yes. Yeah. Yeah. You should make a lot of faces in the mirror every morning. When you look in the faces in the mirror in the morning, you say, who is here today? And then you make many faces and you see if you find you there. You must be there somewhere. Just go deeper. Oh, is it Mrs. Fear today? Or is it Mrs. Anger? Or is it Mrs. Jealousy today? And then you make faces and you go through them quick. With practice, it goes quick. Chak, chak, chak. Then, before you go out, there you are. Your original face, boof. Don't go out as one of those other ones. Then your whole day is fucked. It's good to leave everything in the bathroom. Together, flushing the toilet, you leave all the false personalities there. The shit goes there and the everything else. Then you come out, whew, clean. But every morning, till you get the hang of it, because it takes time, not take time. What do you think, Mudini? Good? I have many, many meditations. Another thing that is very important also on this journey, don't take it so seriously. Because for thousands of years, the spiritual path has been so serious and meditative and holy-poly. And then everything is like that, then people can get very serious and tense. Holy is to be relaxed. Don't get into that trap. Beloved, everywhere, teacups tap on tables, navel breaths gives little snores, someone shyly coughs or sneezes, sipping steaming chai some more. Deva Premal sings above the fork scrapes. Reception phones ring and crew members whispers. Knives chop carrots while dishes rattle. We rustle over pillows and relax in this mystery. Beneath, around, within, all that sound, behind gestures and smells, in our minds, everywhere, silence. We sense it. It's here. Devadasya, very good. How is it going now, Dasya? You enjoy? You could just stay here, you know that. And then another one, getting warmer. Flaky snow, crystal forest, icy, sheeted fields, little puddles around our boots in the coat room, cozy blankets on our backs, our laps, our windshields. Our hearts started glowing with the stars and the moon. Deep in the darkness, through the night sky, deeper is the love in our master's eyes. Love, Devadasya. Very nice. That is how it is. Just these little things, you know, that reminds me of a Zen monastery, you know. You just hear these things. Teacups, clink plong on the table. Some people that has to say something, they whispers in the corners. Some chopping of carrots while dishes rattle. We are relaxing in this mystery. Everywhere silence, we sense it, it's here. very good when you start sensing it. When you start feeling the silence, that is the best friend you can have. Become intimate friend with Mrs. Silence, because it's everywhere. You can just stop and relax into silence. But most people, they are afraid of silence. We are so used to noise. The challenge is always to take care of it. It's so easy to have just noise around. And then all the time busy, the mind is busy. Now your mind again has slowed down. You're becoming aware of these little things. This sound of the snow when you walk. The star, the moons. The little things that is happening around you. That's beautiful, because that's how it is happening now. Our heart started glowing with the stars and the moon. Deeper is the love in our master's eyes. In the night sky, it's very nice starry nights here, no? Because it's not much city around here. In the cities you don't see the stars because it's so much lights. Anandita, what is this? You made this?
It's from my garden.
From your garden? In which garden? In Trondheim?
In Trondheim's garden.
Yeah? Very good. Very good. How is it going there? You gonna keep that place or? Because not many apples here in Hedon. You could start apple farm here. Have you thought about that? It was strong that. You still have your house up there, but I heard you were moving here. When the market explodes, huh? That's good, it will get sold.
I have plans this summer, so I'll see. Come here.
You have a place here?
No, but to sell the house there. And
takes a little time, no? It's always best to be here. Here is only the safe place. Here and now, it's only the safe place. Nothing can go wrong. Here and now. But we need apples.
Lots of apples.
Yeah. So you can look for properties with apple trees, but if they don't have, we can plant. Where's Sumero? Okay? He just behind you, he will help you. Okay, apple trees. From Hadanga. No? Or something that can take this cold. He is the master apple man. Hey. Or something like that. But you have to talk to him at the right moment, because otherwise he doesn't know what's happening. Like now. Sumo, you also got house here now? You happy now, huh? It's good now, huh? You had a little hard time before.
Yeah.
Too much, no?
Yeah.
It is too much in the jungle.
Yeah.
But now, here? Here and now is the best place, no?
Home.
Home. Home. We like to be home. I had to share a strong and real dream that I had. We were many in the Hart family together with you in this dream, and you were joking with me and asked the other ones what they were going to do with this kundan. I was laying crying with my head close to you, and I said I only wanted to have silence. In the same moment I woke up and I was physically crying with the same longing in me. It was a very strong day, and I felt your presence the whole time. Love from your kundan. Very good kundan. Everybody wants silence, but not everybody knows it yet. And you don't really know it either yet, but it starts coming in your dreams. And it will become more and more clear, and then it will come in your waking hours also. And it's the perfect time now. No, be in silence now. And that is the whole thing. Use the opportunity when it's there. Don't be so involved in other things when this is happening. Because look, Kundan, how easy it is for you to get involved. So use the energy, everybody should use the energy wisely, because you can manage amazing things, unlimited things, but just do it with awareness that is not scattered. And when you have time, like when it's a silent retreat, now 1 week, stop. Instead of now thinking about all the things, and then suddenly it's finished. And then you have months where you don't have this opportunity. Or maybe years, or maybe lives. Who knows what's going to happen? So take the opportunities when it's there. Because who knows when they come back. And this silence, you should start nurture this awareness, this meditation, this love, you should start nurturing in your life so you take care of it, because it's a very fragile flower. And you know it's very difficult, and especially when you are alone. But that is the challenge. You have to take care of it for it to grow. Whatever you give energy to, whatever you give water to, that will grow. Otherwise, it will wither again. That's why sometimes dreams are very beautiful, because in dreams you can't be in control. They come from your deeper unconsciousness. Like this, they come with messages to you. But remember, you want only silence, you want peace. Everybody wants it, but not everybody is aware of it. They think about too many other things, so they never come down to that level where they can feel what they really want. And silence doesn't need that you are in silence the whole time. You should incorporate it. It's just to take care of your sensitivity and yourself and bring that silence into whatever you are doing. And like Kabir says, there is an entire dimension to life waiting to be discovered, and that dimension is you. That dimension is you, where you haven't gone so much. Very beautiful. There is an entire another dimension to life waiting to be discovered, and that dimension is you. Meditate on it. There is a side that you haven't discovered, and it goes on and on and on. Any questions? Sabir, are you going back tomorrow?
No, after
the 6. Really? But it's dark out there. How are you going?
I'm going with the bus to...
To this?
And then to Taylor to work. So I'm not going to Stockholm.
Oh, you're just going to Oslo?
Mm-hmm.
You work there now?
Yeah, miles north of Oslo.
You stay there?
No, I go... Yeah, when I work out there, and then I go to Stockholm. I'm on base.
Yeah? How long you stay here then?
In Norway? 2 weeks.
So you work there also?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Very good.
Closer
and closer. What is it, the hospital or what?
It's a private heart clinic.
Private heart clinic? Whoa. I didn't know it was another one in Norway. And how are the hearts there? Not so good. Not so good. A bit rusty. Some. It's good that you are there then. You are my heart ambassador there, yeah? To give some oil to the rusty hearts, okay? Very good. Poor hearts, they have been so dried out. They have to lay on the drip in the beginning, no? Before you can really just start pouring oil on them. Have to get used to it. After a while, I'm really going to grease you up. In the beginning, I have to be religious, like homeopathic, just at special places. So it starts moving. And then more and more. where you have a healthy heart and a peaceful life. You have to give your heart what is needed, so you don't end up on Sabir's clinic there with a rusty heart. No chance for these guys, no? They are safe. That's good, that's good. Very good.